Section 3, Bookshelves. Your Victor Reader Stream uses a storage concept called bookshelves. Bookshelves are organized in such a way that different types of content will go into each bookshelf. There are 5 different types of bookshelves that the Victor Reader Stream has. There's the Talking Books bookshelf. This is where your Daisy content would go, whether that would be audio Daisy content or just text Daisy content, such as content that you would download from Bookshare.org. There's the Other Books bookshelf. This is where you might store MP3, Ogg Vorbis, or WAV files on your SD card. There's the Text Files bookshelf. This is where text and HTML files would be stored on your SD card. There's the Music bookshelf. There's the Notes bookshelf. The Notes bookshelf is internally maintained by the Victor Reader Stream and contains the audio recordings that you store on your stream. In Section 10 of this audio tutorial, we'll talk with you all about the Stream Companion software. This software will allow you to organize the content on your computer and put it on your SD card. It will also allow you to take the notes that are stored in the Notes bookshelf and move them back to your PC and convert them into a format that your PC can understand. So don't fret as we get into some technical details here. We'll make it a lot simpler in Section 10 as we describe to you how to get that content onto your computer. For those that are technically curious, though, let's now describe how these bookshelves are stored on your SD card. When you first put in an SD card into your Victor Reader Stream, the first thing that it will do is create a number of special folders on your card. Each of these folders represents a bookshelf. Let's describe to you each of the folder names for each bookshelf. For Talking Books, it creates a folder called $VRDTB, or Digital Talking Book. For Other Books, it creates a folder called $VR Other Books. For Text Files, it creates a folder called $VR Text. And for Music, it creates a folder called $VR Music. And for Notes, it creates a folder called $VR Notes. Now let's say that you just want to store one Daisy book on your SD card. Simple enough. You could simply just grab the content either from a CD or from a folder on your computer, copy the contents of those files directly to the root of your SD card, and the Victor Reader Stream would pick up that content for you and allow you to read your book. While this method may be convenient, there's a much better way of accomplishing this, and it has a lot of advantages. The stream can do a lot more with the book if you do it this way. Each book on your Victor Reader Stream should be stored in its own folder. This really applies to the first two types of folders, the Talking Books folder and the Other Books folder. The other bookshelf types, this doesn't really apply to. In the Other Books bookshelf, you could put a number of files in the root of that $VR Other Books folder. However, all of those files would be considered one book, and they could all be different books. So the best thing to do is to store them in individual folders underneath the appropriate bookshelf folder. Why is this important? Well, the Victor Reader Stream has the capability of storing your position as well as bookmarks that you might have per book in its internal flash memory. This is why it's really important that all of the files that comprise a specific book reside in their own special folder. This gives you the greatest advantage of allowing the Victor Reader Stream to remember where you left off in a book, as well as any bookmarks that you might have set for places that you need to go back and re-listen to. The Music and Notes bookshelves only allow you to store settings for one book. The Text Files bookshelf, however, treats every file as its own book. So whether you have 10 files in the root of the $VR text folder, or if you have a number of folders that have a number of files, each of those would be considered its own book, allowing you to remember your position and remember bookmark settings that you might have saved per book. Let's now talk about navigating the bookshelf. Before we move on, I want to mention here that to navigate the bookshelf is very simple. You simply use the 2 and 8 keys to determine the type of navigation that you would like, and the 4 and 6 keys to move throughout the bookshelf. We first need to make a selection of which bookshelf we would like to use. This is done by using the number 1 key on the numeric keypad of your stream. Let's press the number 1 key.
Talking books, 2. Books, 1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
So we have a book here called Climbing the Highest Mountain, and it's an audio Daisy book. This is a book that you can find on the CD as well. And the way that you navigate books on this bookshelf is by using the 4 and 6 keys. 4 moves you backwards, and 6 moves you forward.
2.
Call of the Wild.
And if you press 6 again, it will take you back to the first book on this specific bookshelf.
1.
Climbing the Highest Mountain.
Let's move to the next bookshelf.
Other books. 7. Books. 5.
The World is Flat. Updated and Expanded. Unabridged. Part 1.
This is an Audible book. In section 9 of this audio tutorial, we'll describe to you how to get Audible content and place it on your stream. We are now in the Other Books bookshelf. This is where your MP3 files and Ogvorbis files, as well as WAV files, could be stored. And again, you navigate this by using 4 and 6. Let's move backward to the prior book on this bookshelf using the number 4 key.
4.
Freakonomics. Revised Edition. Unabridged.
3.
Vocalizer.
2.
Victor Reader Stream.
1.
Maestro.
You can also use the Go To button. For example, we know that there are 7 books within this bookshelf, and I already know what that 7th book is, but for just an example of how it works, let's press the Go To button.
Go To Book.
And press the number 7.
7.
And press Confirm.
The World is Flat. Updated and Expanded. Unabridged. Part 3.
Let's move to the next bookshelf.
Bookshelf. Other books. 7. Books. 7.
The World is Flat. Updated and Expanded. Unabridged. Part 3.
Now the reason why it did that is because we actually went to that book when we pressed the Go To button and actually went to book number 7. So it's going to tell us where we left off on our bookshelf. Let's press number 1 again.
Music. 1. Book.
Now we are on the music bookshelf. If I press number 4 or number 6, watch what happens.
Music. Music.
It's only one book, therefore we cannot navigate to other books on this bookshelf. So, how do you say we actually get to our music within this bookshelf? We use number 2 or number 8. And this will navigate by
folder.
Folder.
File.
Or file. So let's say we want to navigate by folder. I'll press the number 2 key to go back up to folder.
Folder.
And let's move here with the number 6 key.
Folder. 2.
Latin.
File. 1.
Latin Jazz MP3.
And it will start playing our music for us. Let's continue on with number 6.
Folder. 1.
Jazz.
File. 1.
Oceanside MP3.
And I press the stop key. And again, we're moving by folder here. But if we want to move by file, let's say we have a number of files in each folder, and in this case we do. Let's press the 8 key and go down to file.
File.
And if we move by number 4 or number 6 again, we'll go forward.
File. 2.
People Train MP3.
And again, we'll move number 6.
Folder. 2.
Latin.
File. 1.
Latin Jazz MP3.
And again, number 6.
File. 2.
Latin Jazzy MP3.
And that's how you navigate the music bookshelf. We'll show you more navigation techniques for the music bookshelf later in this tutorial. Let's go back to the bookshelf by pressing number 1 again.
Bookshelf. Music. 1. Book.
And we'll go forward again.
Text files. 4. Books. 3.
Stream. Frequently Asked Questions 070731. Text.
We are now on the text files bookshelf, and we navigate these by using 4 and 6, and it will take us to specific files on the bookshelf. Let's go backward this time with number 4.
2.
Stream. Brochure text.
1.
Humanware. Company profile text.
Let's go back to the bookshelf by pressing 1.
Notes. 1. Book.
And now we're on the notes. And again, this is only one book. So if I try to navigate by 4 or 6.
Notes. Notes. Note.
And 2 and 8 take us to note.
Note.
And that's it. Let's press number 1.
Bookshelf. Notes. 1. Book.
Press it again.
Talking books. 2. Books. 2.
Call of the Wild.
And now we're back to the Talking Books bookshelf. Do you remember when we described the key describer mode and we pressed number 3? It said delete. Well, this is where you can actually use that delete key when you're browsing the bookshelf. Let's move to the text files bookshelf.
Other music 1. Text files 4. Books 1.
Humanware. Company profile text.
And let's say I want to delete the third book on the bookshelf. I'm going to move to it by pressing 6 twice.
2, 3.
Stream. Frequently Asked Questions 070731. Text.
I'm now going to press the delete key.
Delete book. Press confirm to delete.
If I want to go ahead and delete this, I would press confirm. If I do not want to do that, I would press the cancel key. Remember that confirm is the pound key and the cancel is the star key, or what would be the equivalent on a telephone keypad. In this case, I'm going to go ahead and cancel.
Delete canceled.
When you're deleting a book in the text files bookshelf, it deletes just one file off of your SD card. However, if you're going to delete a book out of, say, other books or out of the Talking Books folder, you could be potentially deleting the entire folder depending upon how you stored the content on the SD card itself. You can also delete notes this way. The key becomes the delete note key. You must be browsing the bookshelf for you to be able to delete a book. For example, let's say you're reading a book and you wanted to go ahead and delete that book. You would have to go back to the bookshelf and then find the book and press the delete key and then confirm it.